WJC.
RCL N0TR. How you doing today, Tom?
Pretty good. Is this Mr. Patrick?
Pull on this in.
Yeah, I keyed back up and I said, no, it's Russell. But you didn't hear me. My mistake, Russell. Yeah, good to hear you this morning. We're headed down to home despot and then over to Aldi's, I guess, this morning.
I'll be right across the street from you. I'm running to Lowe's. They got a 12-3 whip in stock, but I need to pick up, put this air conditioning unit in so I can cool this building off so I can work in there.
How big an air conditioner are you putting in?
Mini split unit. The building's relatively small, so it should knock the heat down pretty quick. It's got a lot of insulation in it. We just about doubled the insulation in it being a metal building. So I think they're going to be happy with it. I think it ought to heat and cool good.
You do the HVAC stuff too, Russell?
Claim to do anything, but I dabble in a lot of stuff.
Trades and a master of none. What was that, Bernice? A coyote? Looked like a coyote there beside the old mill here on 101 coming down towards Wade Hampton. Well, that's good, and glad you're keeping busy. We have slowed down a lot because of the heat, but we did go out and manage to get the backyard watered this morning and watered the chickens and got a little bit more work to do with them later today.
Until way later. It's going to get hotter the day goes on. Wait till the sun goes down.
Well, it's in the shade, and there are two fans out there on the chickens, but we won't be getting in front of them very much, but it's in the real good shade. I got two of those little $20 box fans that I run on a timer and give them a little breeze when it's this severe. Man, it has been. But there's relief on the way by Sunday, I guess it is.
Talking about a little cool front coming in, knock some of the heat off. I ain't going to complain, that's for sure. I'm hoping to have all my outdoor projects completed before the weather stays above 90 degrees. It's already crept up there a time or two, but at least now I got this project over here to the point where I'm hooking up the air. I'll have some cool air in there while I'm laying flooring, so that'll be pretty good.
You making yourself a workshop or a ham shack or what?
I'm helping a friend of ours out that I worked with in emergency services. They're building a little, it's kind of like an entertainment building. Really, it's just somewhere for them to go and sit and watch TV, and they got a pool table and I think some other kind of game table or something that they're going to put out there. COVID got them thinking about just hanging out at the house and not being able to go and do, and they decided to invest their vacation money in this and have a place all year round they can enjoy.
It's not better than giving it to tourist traps. We thoroughly enjoy being at home, and when we're not upstairs, we're in the basement, and that's kind of our man cave, and we enjoy that. And the chickens are another little side hobby, too.
It's always good to have something to keep your mind going. That's why I like the ham radio stuff. It kind of keeps me thinking and keeps me learning and gives me something to do when I got idle time, because I tend to get in trouble or spend too much money when I got idle time.
Well, I think that's human nature. This is N0 TR here at Taylor's Orchard. They got a lot of peaches up there today. That's great. I've been eating some of those clean peaches. Had cereal this morning, which is unusual for me, and Bernice put some peaches in it for me. Boy, they're mighty tasty. Well, they'll enjoy that, and they can enjoy it every day, and they can enjoy it in the winter and not goof off their money on going out and laying in the sun and getting melanoma or something from laying out in the stupid sun, and I don't get that beach thing. It's just not on my high list of priority.
Yeah, my wife likes the beach. She don't like to sit in the sun. She just likes the beach. I don't like the beach because I come back home and a week later I find sand places I shouldn't have sand.
Guy running about 80 miles an hour up here on Wade Hampton. Woo! In a big old pickup truck. Where's the police at when you need him? Now he's decided to turn down here towards Home Depot. Somebody needs to stop that guy. He's driving like a maniac.
Yeah, we used to have a name for them. We called them job security.
He was going Chick-fil-A. I swear he must have been running 75, 80 miles an hour before he turned in there. Crazy. Well, we have arrived here, Russell. It's nice visiting with you this morning. Hope you have a good, safe day, and congratulations to your folks and their nice room you're building with. Good to have friends. Take care, my friend. 73 K2RCL and 0TR 73.
73's to you, and hope you and Bernice have a great day, and don't spend too much money in there in Home Depot. You know they'll take as much as you'll give them. Y'all have yourself a good one and be safe. RCL, this is KO4HK. You still there? I'm still here, riding down the road. You about to get finished up there? Is that what I heard? Ever so close with the current list I have. However, I'm sure that list may get extended before it's all said and done, but at least after today, I should have air conditioning inside the building. Be glad of that this week. It has been tough. I got lucky this week. Today's the first day I went over here and worked because the unit didn't come in until yesterday. And I had to run to Columbia and get a boat title straightened out and take care of all that mess. So it's been interesting. And yesterday I had to go up there and get a skunk out of the road and take it down and bury it. Now the tractor and me and everything else smells like skunk. Not good on a hot day like we've had. I bet that's rough. Well, we couldn't go outside. If you open the door to let the dog out, it let the smell in, and we couldn't get the smell out of the house, so I had to go do something. Keep Mama happy. You know how that works. You gotta keep them happy. Down in the pasture with a backhoe and dug a hole, and with a backhoe, went up there, scooped it up with a shovel, put it in a bucket, took it down there, dumped it in, covered it up, parked the tractor back in the building, and I went down there last night to get something out of the building for today, and as soon as I opened the door, I was like, oh, I better turn the exhaust fan on. That shovel with the skunk. I put the skunk in the bucket on the backhoe and hauled it down there and dropped it off in the hole and covered it up, and that was probably a mistake. I come out of that metal pretty quick, you would think, but I would definitely be hosing it down and trying to get it out of there as quick as I could. Oh, it's sitting inside that metal building just baking in today. Oh, that's not good. Well, I just wanted to say hello, so I'm going to jump out of here, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. Good, Patrick. Have yourself a good day. Be safe out there. Try to stay cool as much as you can. 73's, K2RCL, be clear.
Hi, Patrick. Almost as usual, mistook you for Russell. And Russell, would you do me a favor? You're going into Lowe's, aren't you?
Down here at Wade Hampton and 14, headed that way.
Well, if I'm still here, I'm going on down to Ollie's, and I was wondering if you just ask them, if it's not a big inconvenience, don't go out of your way, if they got any peat moss. They didn't have any over here at
see if I can't find somebody and ask him when I go in there.
I appreciate it. We're getting out here with the rest of the crazies on Whitehampton. Not too busy out here today. I don't see any traffic, so I'm going to merge. And I guess Patrick's gone. He's working. But thank you. I'll listen for you if you happen to get there before I get out here to Aldi's.
Sounds good. I believe I got your phone number. I can shoot you a text message if they got it.
That sounds good, Russell. I appreciate that. Save me running in there, and I wanted to get down here to Aldi's before noon hour, just like I wanted to get into Home Depot. Home Depot's an easier parking lot for us to navigate. That's a zoo in Lowe's.
No doubt, it definitely is.
Outright for a store that's that busy, but I'm sure they've grown because of all these new additions around here, and so it's usually just saturated. And when you pull over to pick up stuff in the loading area there, you can hardly get out of the way of traffic coming through there.
I think they made the parking lot just a little bit too small, considering everybody's got humongous trucks nowadays. They stick out in the aisle, and then you can't get two cars by, but I don't know. Everything changes, and I guess eventually they'll redo the parking lot, or they'll do something. Hopefully they'll get it to where it flows a little better.
We ought to relocate it and get some more acreage there with it. The one up there at Cherrydale's got a nice parking lot, and the one down at somebody's texting up here, and that's nice, holding up traffic. The one down on Pelham is not Pelham, Woodruff. It's got a big, huge parking lot, too. I think parking lots are probably one of the most dangerous places to be in the world anymore as far as driving.
I reckon just being in the car is danger enough.
It's in 0TR. Yeah, that's why ever since we got hit by the flying moon up there in Missouri, Bernice says she never wants a small car again, and that Avalon is not a small car. Back in 2013, it was big, and ours is a 2011, and it's got a lot of meat to it. We got some in-laws that drive on those Volkswagen Beetles, and I just hold my breath that if she ever gets in an accident, there won't be nothing left.
The ambulance crossing 29 there in South Buncombe about scared me to death. Thought they was going to stop and pick me up.
South Carolina and Buncombe, or 14 in Buncombe.
South Buncombe and Whitehampton, one of the new Greenville County EMS units with the train horn come down through there and started laying on the train horn. I thought I done got run over.
Yeah, that thing will wake you right up. I had one do that in Kansas, and I'd taken my sister out to chemotherapy, and we were coming back, and I had just background music on it, elevator music, basically, and we were chatting, and we come up to 4th and Rouse. Ironically, that street I always tell people was named after me, and that's not exactly the truth, but at any rate, one of those fire trucks did that with us. And in that Avalon, it's so quiet that, and a lot of cars are now. I'd have never heard him if he hadn't have hit that, because he was very, very close to going out in the intersection before he laid on the horn.
KP4 CBA Mobile.
Here goes the neighborhood.
Yeah, I heard 2 votes on that. Go ahead, Nick.
A piece for you.
I'm in trouble now, Russell.
Stay in trouble. Well, I have destinated here at Lowe's. Gentlemen, I'm going to jump out of here right quick and see if I can get my supplies together, and I'll check on that peat moss for you. I'll say 73s for now, and you gentlemen be safe and have a good afternoon. This is K2RCL, and I'll be clear.
Thanks, Russell. We're about 5 minutes ETA down to Aldi's. you have a good day. Messenger old TR. Go ahead, Dave.
I just finished my morning tennis game. Actually, we started at 9. We're supposed to end at 10:30, but we didn't finish till about 10 to 11. Nobody wanted the court, so we just kept playing. And so anyway, the other guy started talking to some other people, and I just told myself I gotta go. I didn't want to come across as being rude, but I got other things to do.
KC.
Morning, Jerry. Well, somebody's got a little sense anyways. They didn't want to play tennis when it's almost 90 degrees out here. And that excludes you on that one, Dave. And you need a shower. I can smell that coming through the RF here. Go ahead, Jerry.
David, tell me for sure you hadn't already played this morning.
Earlier because of the heat. I mean, you know, we were playing at 10:30, but by 12 o'clock, good Lord, I mean, it's getting on up there, so we started playing at 9 to 10:30.
I'll tell you what, that's wonderful you're able to do that anyways.
But already, my wife's already out doing her weekly shopping this morning. I just didn't want to sit in the car. It's something, it's just incredibly hot. It's supposed to cool off a little bit next week, I think. It's going to be in the lower 80s, which is cool compared to what we're seeing the last few days.
Right, Jerry. That's starting Sunday, I think. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, well, I saw on the forecast last night that, they were forecasting 95 for a high last Sunday. This Sunday, they're forecasting 75 for a high. So that's 20 degrees. That's just unreal. They gave their explanation. Makes sense, but, we'll see. Yeah, I got my grandson, my wife's on the way to Columbia, meeting our daughter about halfway and picking up our grandson, so we'll have him for the Memorial Day weekend, and so we're going to go up and see my sister and her husband in Maggie Valley, make a stop by the pie shop on the way. Yum, yum. But anyway, looking forward to that. But I got to save some energy for my grandson because he's 7. He's playing travel baseball, and he loves it. He's really good.
Good day. Oh, I'm going to sit here a minute. We have arrived at Aldi's, and Bernice is going to get out and go in and get some mass consumables. I just can't. The air quality in that has just been horrible the last few days, and so we've been kind of limiting our exposure to about noon hour and then quitting. And I even noticed it this morning when I went out to get the paper. It was pretty nice, but I don't know, when you got air problems anyways, this heat, it don't help, and everything is, the pain's increased exponentially here this last week with this heat, and I assume that that's what it is, but nothing to do about that, except they're talking about rain or possibly thunderstorms, 40% Friday. The thunderstorms we can do without. I noticed that southeast Kansas, where we used to live, is right in the bullseye for extremely severe weather this week. So, or today, actually. So, from the the size of that storm going up through there, there's going to be a lot of people affected in Oklahoma and Texas and even be southwest Missouri. So hope they're all right, because we used to really get some terrible weather up there today. I'm going to let you guys go, and I'm going to go into Aldi's with Bernice here and let them provide the 600 BTUs per hour for each individual. 73s. Go ahead, Jerry. This is 0TR clear.
Okay, good afternoon, Tom. You and Bernice, take it easy out in this heat. This air quality is terrible when it's this hot.
Hey, Tom, and I know Bernice will keep it straight, so I don't have to worry about that. Well, I noticed the last, not today, well, not yesterday or today, but gosh, when was it? It must have been the weekend, yeah. I was playing on a Sunday afternoon, and I noticed that my breathing was kind of harder than, it was harder to breathe than normal, because I normally don't get out of breath playing tennis. You know, even if I have to run around for the ball, I just don't get out of breath. And I was getting out of breath, and I'm thinking, what is going on here? But I had some other people tell me that because of the temperature's gone up and the humidity, that they've noticed a little trouble breathing, you know, as well.
Humidity has a lot to do with it, Dave. This time of year is so dry, and the guy just cut a grass last week, cut it Tuesday, and it was just stuff everywhere. You know, the clover's still popping up around here, and we went to my grandson plays flag football. He'll be 9 in July, and they play flag football over the Y in Greenville on Cleveland Street, and it was at 10 o'clock in the morning. If it wasn't quite as hot, you know, then as it was later on in, you know, Sunday, but man, it got toasty out there in the morning. Those kids, they were just out there running. They play. I guess the field is for the 8-year-olds. I guess the field is probably about maybe 50 yards or so. And he was playing offense and defense. And he usually doesn't get out of breath. He wasn't out of breath then, but he was hot. And they were hydrating. He's a good player. He's a little guy, but he's very athletic. He ran for about a 26-yard touchdown. I tell him, I said, I couldn't run 26 yards unless a bear was after me.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I can't run near as fast as I used to could since I was involved in that accident. And, you know, it really ticks me off, but I mean, it's just what it is. And, I noticed this morning the tennis pro got there when we did, and she was really limping in. In fact, she could hardly put her weight on her left foot, and her husband was helping her go inside. So I don't know what she's done to her foot, but she said, and she didn't know. She evidently hadn't had it checked out yet, but by orthopedic, but I've never seen her limping before. I hope she's okay.
I'm about back last week, David. I was talking to Patrick about earlier that my did something about last Wednesday or Thursday. I just am feeling better now. But it takes me a while to get over stuff like that. It's probably something spinal, I guess. Probably something in the lumbar spine is probably not right. I was having like sciatic pain, but it's gone away for the most part. Knock on wood now, and I get back upstairs again and get on the radio without too much trouble. But yeah, gee, we were over there Tuesday with my wife. Had her 3-year checkup. She was diagnosed with colon cancer in 2017, and she had her checkup on Tuesday. Everything's great. It's looking good. So she won't have to go back for 5 years now. She got to go see her surgeon, I think, week after next. But that was a relief after going through all that stuff. She had to have a, you know, resection, and she done very well, though. And just real glad that we caught it real early. But so that was a relief. She was kind of dreading that this week. That's a nice area over there. We enjoy getting in there. It's easier to get in and out of there than it is at St. It's a St. downtown. But, yeah, I tell you what, it seems to me that when it's as hot as it is now, it's easier to get injured when you do any type of sport involving running or, you know, anything like that. I don't know whether it's just me or just, you know, some psychological thing.
I mean, this heat definitely, it takes it out of you. I don't care if you're young or old, you may have more stamina, you know, when you're young, but, you know, because I remember one day it's been several years ago now, we got out there and it was about 95 degrees and we got out on the tennis court. I think I lasted about 20 minutes. My body was saying, "You want to do what?" Well, I'm glad your wife got a good report, and you know, if the doctor's saying 5 years, that's always good news, because they say if you can, you know, beat cancer for 5 years, you usually have it beat, and so I'm glad she got that good report today. She can breathe a sigh of relief. Well, both of you can, for that matter.
One of those things that came up in her routine exam. She had not been going to the doctor at all hard over the years. In 2017, her mother was, her mother passed away, and then her dad was developing, you know, later stages of Alzheimer's. She's under a lot of stress, and I had her go to the doctor, and they did routine exams and stuff, and I wondered to have a colonoscopy done, and she had that done, and they found that it was a fairly large flat tumor, which is hard to see sometimes, but it was just in one section. They just had, they took out about 8 inches or so, and they did it there. They didn't do it robotically. They did it when the surgeons there at Greenville. It's Brisbane now. When the surgeon there did an excellent job, and didn't have any issues after that at all, and it didn't get into the lymph node, just barely got into it. Was just the odd thing about it, when they first did the the biopsies, that sort of thing, they said that it wasn't cancer at all. It was close, about as close as you get without it being cancer. Then it came back several months later after the surgery, to be frank with you, and said that it was. It just barely penetrated in submucosal lining, but it didn't get into. They checked the lymph. The surgeon that did it did the same type of surgery it would have done if it had been diagnosed as cancer, and a little more radical than they would have done, but he thought it was the best thing to do, and it was. And so it all worked out, and we're really happy about that. My daughter had thyroid cancer, and she's been clear now for 5 or 6 years, I guess, now. But we've had our share of stress over the last 8 or 10 years with her family and our daughter and her, too. But she's feeling a lot better now, and as long as nothing crops up with me, we'll be okay. But I hope not, but you never know. But, I tell you, this heat just takes something out of you. Even when I was younger, I always just poured and just sweated like nobody's business and didn't rehydrate like I should have years ago. And I'm sure that has a lot to do with it, too. We didn't, you know, they used to take those Kramer salt tablets and stuff like that. They didn't have electrolytes, you know, like Gatorade now.
I don't drink any Gatorade, but I do drink a ton of water, and I guess I probably should start drinking some more of that, I forget what it's called. It's a Gatorade type drink. It's, you know, it's got electrolytes and other stuff in it that you need, magnesium and all that, to prevent leg cramping, and it's sugar free. So and it tastes pretty good. So probably need to start. Start back drinking those again, especially since it's hot. But yeah, I drink a ton of water. When I'm playing tennis, I sweat like a pig too. Oh me. Well, I'm sitting in the garage here. I'm gonna jump out and get in the house. So you enjoy the rest of your day, Jerry, and I'm going to talk to you. I have a good one. And I'll say 73s. I'll clear out of here after your final, KB4CPA.
Okay, Dave, have a good afternoon. Stay cool. Enjoy talking with you, as usual. 73.
Q4FHJ. Anybody around? Hot W4FHJ out.